Welcome to the Inspiring ECE Podcast, the show where we talk all things early childhood education. Here, we blend practical advice with uplifting tales to fuel your passion and purpose in the realm of ECE. I'm your host, Marcia Nicole, and after 20 years as an early childhood educator, now teacher, I am all too familiar with the highs and lows of this career path. I'm here to support you on your ECE journey. Whether you're new or experienced, I've got your back. So let's embark on this journey together, transforming our classrooms and touching hearts. Let's get into today's episode. Hello, 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 and welcome to season two of the Inspiring ECE Podcast. I'm your host, Marcia Nicole, and here we are again at season two of this amazing podcast. I want to thank this wonderful community for reaching out in my DMs and email messages, inspiring me to get back on the wagon and get this podcast going once again. I am so touched and honored that this podcast is bringing you all so much joy and connectability. I can't wait to share with you what season two has in store. So for all of my current listeners, I thank you for being here. And for anyone that's new, welcome to the Inspiring ECE Podcast. We are going to be on an amazing ride through the field of early childhood education, and I'm so glad that you're here with us. Thank you for all the support. Please feel free to share with fellow educators, anyone else in the field that's looking for some inspiration, motivation, and most of all, just a great space to be in with like-minded individuals. Thank you so much. Let's get into season two of the Inspiring ECE Podcast. In today's episode, we are going to talk about something that's come up in the last few months through my messages, through my DMs. Is early childhood education for me? And what are my options as my career path if I want to grow within my profession? So right now, I'm here in Ontario, Canada, and we are going to look at some of our career path options for early childhood education, but we're also going to look at making sure you are still feeling empowered and motivated in your space. So whether you are just dreaming or thinking about shaping young minds or curious about the career paths you can take as an early childhood educator, or simply just looking for some inspiration, you've found your spot. Let's dive into the endless possibilities that await us in the field of early childhood education. Well, within every journey, you have your own story, and I'm excited to share a piece of mine with you. As I was thinking and creating and writing out this episode, I had an opportunity to reflect on 20 plus years as an early childhood educator. My path wasn't a straight line or it wasn't linear in any way. I started from my days as an energetic early childhood assistant, climbing my way to becoming a supervisor, leaving that role to be able to be an early childhood educator in a kindergarten program here in Ontario, Canada, for more than a decade. And as my chapters unfolded, so did some of the challenges and victories along the way. I pursued some more education, and I got my degree, my master's, and eventually my OCT, which is Ontario Certified Teacher's Certificate. And that has led me to where I'm at in my journey right now as a part-time faculty member for numerous colleges, because being able to share my passion with future educators, I didn't even know that was going to be a part of my path. But here I am embracing whatever part of the journey I'm in right now. And that is why we're here. A lot of questions along the way were, what do I do with just my diploma? Where else can I go? What if I need a change from the classroom? Those were all questions that came up, so I wanted to talk about it in today's episode. Before we get into career paths, opportunities, I want to talk about the core essence of ECE. It is more than just education. It's about shaping the future one child at a time. It is the core of all things. Multiple studies have shown the incredible impact of quality early childhood education and how it affects the children for lifelong learning and success. But remember, it also takes special individuals like us that want to take on this marvelous work. To some, We need to shout from the rooftops. It's not just about ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. It's about igniting that curiosity, fostering that resilience, creating those critical thinking skills, and nurturing the life for learning. That's how I see our profession. I hope that's how you see it too. So you want to talk about career paths. How do we do that? So diverse career paths, that's the beauty that lies in early childhood. Whether you are drawn to the creative side or you want to do direct impact with policies and procedures, if you want to have that direct impact of teaching and educating and sharing that passion with other fellow educators, those are options. In Canada, early childhood professionals are in high demand, with a growing recognition of the value in shaping society's future. And I know what you're thinking. There is a lot of other negative sides of staff retention and turnover. Is it really a joyous place? I want to say, yes, it is. With every profession, there will be challenges. And with our profession, we need to look at the bright side because we do it for the children and our passion for the love of learning. For me, my journey went from hands-on joy in the classroom and teaching innovative curriculum and now doing professional development to share my passion with other fellow educators. And now I'm here with you, sharing my voice, my vision. This is where the path has taken me, and I'm along for the ride. All right, I know that you guys have mentioned it time and time again. One of the reasons why you love these episodes is because they're short and sweet and impactful. So let's get to it. What are some of the career options that we could be looking at? I'm only going to list a few, but there are others. But I also know that some of us don't know where to start or where to look. So here are some possible career paths that you could look into if that's what you're interested in. First one, childcare licensing specialist, training in the law of running a center or looking at the regulations, an early childhood researcher, a graduate studies in research, development in psychology. Another one, because I have many colleagues that are doing this right now, children's book author. If you are creative and you love writing and illustrating, this could be an avenue for you. Maybe you were really into child development. You could be a child development consultant. Yes, that might need some more certification, but if that's where your passion lies, the possibilities are endless for you. For my educators that are really tech savvy, you could do early childhood technology specialist and training in educational technologies, so such as computer games and things that enhance the learning for young children. Also, you could do this other one, which is where I'm at as well, which is an early childhood entrepreneur, where you could create courses, professional development, coach, guide, and mentor other educators throughout their journey. The possibility could be endless if you are looking at other career paths within the field of early childhood education. Before we wrap up, let's dive into the aspect of early childhood education that is close to my heart. The misconceptions surrounding our profession and the reality of our work. I want to take this time to shed a little bit of light on the truth behind the myths, because I think that's important. As a community, we can come together to elevate the field of early childhood education, and that's by putting some of these society's perceptions aside. Number one, many view early childhood educators merely as babysitting or playing all day without realizing the skill, the effort, and the intentionality that goes into the child development piece. So educators, let's do it. Let's set the record straight. Early childhood educators are professionals. We lay the foundation for lifelong learning, such as social skills, critical thinking, and emotional well-being. Another misconception, early childhood education is an easy career choice. No, it's not. Early childhood education is a complex field that requires deep understanding of child development and pedagogy. We're not just watching children. We are actively engaging in teaching and shaping children for their future. I also want to talk about how crucial it is within this ECE community to advocate for the importance of the complexity of our work. How do we do that? We keep sharing our stories, our successes. We keep looking and educating ourselves based on research in early childhood education, and we prepare for the shift of society to accept us for the groundbreaking work that we do every day. I also have a huge message for all of my fellow educators that have been in the field for a long time. We need to encourage and mentor and guide the next generation of future educators. We need to share our wisdom, our experience, our passion. Those are all valuable resources to the future educator. Together, we can debunk some of these myths, build a strong and positive narrative around the world of early childhood education, and have society see us for the true educators that we are. Now, I want you to all take a breath with me and remember, your work, our work of early childhood education is powerful and transformative. By uniting as a community, advocating for our profession, and supporting one another, we can overcome most of these misconceptions and spend more time celebrating each other, celebrating the children, and continue to grow this profession in a positive light. So now, educators, I want to hear from you. Share with us what draws you to early childhood education. What dreams do you have for your journey in the field? Share your thoughts and your stories with our community. Let's inspire and uplift each other as we go ahead in this incredible profession. And that is a wrap. I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for spending some time with me exploring the brilliant world of early childhood education, as well as the different career paths that you possibly could take anytime you feel that you're ready to expand your journey. But only you can know when that time is. As we close this chapter, remember that as an ECE, every challenge is a stepping stone, and every beacon of light you can impact a child within your program. Stay passionate, stay curious. Until next time, keep inspiring. Thank you for listening to the Inspiring ECE Podcast. I'm hoping you're walking away with gold nuggets to take into your classroom this week. Also remember, on your hardest days in the classroom, and we know they happen, I'm in your corner and I'm cheering you on. Keep doing what you're doing. You're making a difference in the lives of the children and their families. I absolutely love connecting with this incredible community of ECEs through this podcast. If you have a story you'd like to share on the show or a topic you'd like for me to discuss, please send me a message. You can DM me on Instagram at iAspireToEducate or send me an email at info@iAspireToEducate.com. But most of all, subscribe to the Inspiring ECE Podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And until next time, keep inspiring.